Enter God's rest.
For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose. Philippians 2:13.
One of the hardest things for me is to allow God to act in and through me according to His good purpose. I always seem to want to do everything according to my good purpose. It is so hard for me to think that God's good purpose will be better than mine. The problem with working out my good purpose is that it gives me no rest. I strive a lot. I worry a lot. In the end, things do not even work out.
Therefore, since the promise of entering His rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the gospel preached to us, just as they did, but the message they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard did not combine it with faith. Hebrews 4, verses 1 and 2.
The promise of entering God's rest still stands, but it has to be combined with faith. To allow God to will in you and act in you according to His good purpose.
There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from His. Hebrews 4, 9 and 10.
I bless you to make every effort to enter into God's rest. Understand that anyone who enters God's rest rests from his own work. He exchanges his good purpose for God's good purpose. May you be willing to repeat the words of Major Ian Thomas. I am willing for you to invade my soul, to control my mind, to control my emotions, and to control my will, so that every decision within my soul will be in perfect harmony with my spirit, and my spirit in perfect harmony with you, so that my whole being may declare your praise.
For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7.
I bless you.